Good morning. It's Friday, May 1st, 2026, and the calendar has finally turned over. First day of a new month, last week of spring training for the year ahead. The desk is quiet, the coffee is doing its job, and the news this morning is heavy on what I'd call the policy edges of frontier work, a release decision that turns into a credibility test, a financing round, moving at startup pace, at hyperscaler scale, and a product pivot that quietly reshapes what we mean when we say agent. Let me walk you through three of them. First up, OpenAI announced today that GPT 5.5 Cyber, the company's dedicated offensive security model, will roll out only to a vetted list of what they call critical cyber defenders, rather than as an open application, programming, interface release. The product has the same structural shape as Anthropic's Claude Mythos, a base model post-trained for vulnerability discovery, exploit synthesis, and red team automation, with a tool belt geared toward the offensive security workflow. OpenAI's restricted access framing is a sharp reversal of the public criticism the company directed at Anthropic when Mythos shipped under similar gates earlier this month. The release lands the same day the United Kingdom's AI Security Institute published its independent evaluation of GPT 5.5 Cyber. And that evaluation is the substantive part. AISI ran the model against the same suite they used on Mythos. Capture the flag challenges across multiple difficulty tiers. Real CVE reproduction tasks against intentionally vulnerable historical version software and a red team uplift study measuring how much faster a junior offensive engineer can move through a target environment with the model in the loop. The headline finding is that GPT 5.5 Cyber lands at roughly Mythos parity. AISI flags some task categories where it is meaningfully stronger, particularly multi-step exploit chaining and post-exploitation pivoting through Active Directory environments, and others where Mythos retains a gap, especially on memory corruption primitives and kernel-level exploitation. The asymmetry tracks the differing post-training data the two labs are believed to have used. The framing question that picked up most of the discourse this morning is the gating decision. AISI explicitly notes that GPT 5.5 Cyber is being made generally available to enterprise customers through normal request channels, even as OpenAI's public statement leans hard on the critical defenders framing. The contrast with Mythos's tighter circle, which Anthropic limits to organizations with documented incident response programs and a contractual prohibition on offensive use against third parties, is what Simon Willison and others surfaced as the key tell. The two labs are now offering structurally similar capabilities under structurally different access policies, and OpenAI's earlier criticism of Anthropic for being too restrictive looks awkward against the new posture. The substantive question for the field is whether defender-only gating is even enforceable. AISI's evaluation found that GPT 5.5 Cyber follows the documented use case restrictions reasonably consistently in the vanilla configuration, but the same uplift dynamics that make it useful for defenders also make it useful for offense. The longer-term policy question, which AISI flags but does not resolve, is whether capability-based access controls scale once the underlying model is also serving the consumer ChatGPT product line. Moving on to our second story. TechCrunch is reporting, citing sources familiar with the matter, that Anthropic has compressed the timeline on the financing round it telegraphed earlier this week. The company has asked investors to submit final allocation requests within a 48-hour window, and the deal is now expected to close within 2 weeks at a valuation in the $850 to $900 billion range, with a target raise of beyond $50 billion. The allocation deadline is the operational signal that the round has moved from indicative pricing into execution. Investor demand has been gauged, the band is set, and the remaining work is to allocate. The structural read on the compressed timeline is that the demand side is significantly oversubscribed relative to the round size. A 48-hour submission window for investors of this scale is unusual and only works when the company can credibly threaten to fill the round without taking any one allocator's full ask. That posture is consistent with TechCrunch's earlier reporting that the round attracted preemptive offers from multiple sovereign wealth funds and Tier 1 growth investors, and with the AWS, Google, and NEC compute commitments disclosed earlier in April that anchored the round's narrative around forward training capital expenditure. The valuation band, if it lands at the upper end, would put Anthropic in the same valuation neighborhood as OpenAI's most recent secondary marks, and would represent a roughly 7 to 10 times revaluation from the company's last primary in 2024, against publicly estimated revenue in the $4 to $7 billion annualized range, dominated by Claude Application Programming Interface, Claude Code, and the Enterprise Contract Book. The implied multiple only makes sense under continued 3 to 5 times annual revenue growth and an eventual stable share of the frontier model market. The market is pricing Claude Opus 4.7, which shipped earlier this month, and the expected Opus 5 generation later in 2026 as the products that have to bear out those assumptions. The capital, when raised, points squarely at compute. The same week, Anthropic disclosed the expanded $50 billion plus AWS Trainium commitment, the Google Tensor Processing Unit collaboration, and the NEC Japanese build-out. The implied forward training spend dwarfs current revenue. A $50 billion equity round materially extends the runway against that build-out, reduces the likelihood of additional capacity for equity dilution, and lowers the probability the company has to tap private credit markets at less favorable terms. The signal to the rest of the industry is the harder thing to read. If the round closes near the floated number, it cements a market structure in which two private labs and one or two public cloud-aligned labs carry valuations and capital pools an order of magnitude beyond every other frontier player. Whether the round prices at $700 billion, $850 billion, or $900 billion is a meaningfully different signal, but the speed of the close is itself the information for now. And for our third and final story today, I want to walk you through the Codex pivot. What is, on the surface, a marketing landing page change, but underneath, the cleanest articulation yet of where OpenAI thinks agent products are going. The headline is that OpenAI shipped a bundle of Codex updates this week that, taken together, reposition the product from a coding-only assistant into a general-purpose computer use agent. The most visible change is the new Codex for Work landing page, which explicitly markets the product for knowledge work tasks beyond code, spreadsheets, documents, presentations, Slack and email triage, and anything else that lives behind a Microsoft, Google, or Salesforce login. The onboarding flow now encourages users to plug those suites in as first-class integrations rather than as bolt-on tools. Underneath the marketing pivot are several substantive product changes. Codex command line interface 0.128 ships. Goal, which is OpenAI's take on the Ralph Loop pattern. You set a goal, the agent keeps iterating until it self-evaluates the goal as complete or until the configured token budget runs out. Simon Willison's reading of the implementation is that the feature lives mostly in two configurable prompt files, goals, continuation, and goals, resource, budget, limit. Rather than a deeper architectural change, which makes it a relatively cheap addition, but one that materially changes how the command line interface is used in long-running contexts. The same release adds Chronicle for keeping a running log of agent actions, and the underlying computer use action loop is reportedly 42% faster end-to-end with a more responsive in-browser surface. The Office Suite integration is the most visible user interface change. Codex now ships an in-app file editor for Microsoft Office formats, alongside what Leighton Space describes as a curiously co-work-like planning side panel that decomposes goals into checkable steps and tracks progress, mirroring the planner pattern that several agent products converged on this year. Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, and other OpenAI figures have been publicly emphasizing the same line in social posts, that Codex is now meant to be tried for non-coding computer work. The strategic read is that OpenAI is competing directly for the agent that does work on your behalf surface that Anthropic has been pushing with Claude for creative work and the broader Claude computer use line. Both labs are converging on a similar product shape, a long-running agent that can plan, drive the desktop, edit office documents, and report back on completion. And the differentiation is starting to live in execution speed, integration depth, and the trust gradient on what each product is allowed to touch. The category Latent Space calls agents for everything else. Agents for the bulk of office knowledge work, not just code, is being staked out simultaneously by both major labs, and the product surfaces are now close enough that direct head-to-head benchmarking on actual end-user tasks is becoming the relevant evaluation, not standard coding benchmarks. Worth tracking whether the Codex goal loop holds up in real-world budget regimes. The Ralph loop pattern is famously sensitive to compounding hallucinations across iterations, and the published implementation is light on guardrails beyond the token budget cap. Three stories, one underlying theme. The frontier lab competition has rotated from model architecture to operational posture. The cyber release decision is about how a lab governs the most dangerous edge of its own product line. The Anthropic round is about how a lab finances the compute substrate the next generation depends on. And the Codex pivot is about how a lab markets and packages a general purpose agent into the part of the workforce that doesn't write code. Each of the three is a different facet of the same underlying truth, that the work of being a frontier lab in 2026 is increasingly about the surrounding decisions, not just the model in the middle. The full digest covers a lot more underneath these three, a Microsoft Research red team of multi-agent networks that finds attacks compound across the relay topology, DeepMind's first detailed sketch of a clinician-facing AI, Goodfire's Silico shipping the first off-the-shelf mechanistic interpretability tool for live model debugging, plus a strong defense beat and a thick stack of research papers worth your time. I'll be back tomorrow with whatever lands overnight. Until then, take care of your eyes, take a walk, and as always, I appreciate you spending this part of your morning with me.